President Cyril Ramaphosa announced an ambitious set of promises in his State of the Nation address just over 3 months ago. His speech came after a tense week of negotiations for former President Jacob Zuma to resign, and people were looking for hope after years of unemployment rising and economic confidence slipping in. Saturday marks Ramaphosa's 100th day in office, a traditional period to reflect on achievements of leaders. Tahila Nislo took a look back on some of the promises made by Ramaphosa on the 16th of February and what his administration has managed to implement so far.
We will therefore initiate a process to review the configuration, the number, and the size of national government departments.
One of President Cyril Ramaphosa's most popular promises in his SONA was to reduce the size of cabinet and cut back on ministerial perks. While he reshuffled his cabinet after his appointment, he kept all the positions and has committed to a review process of the 35 ministries.
At the center of our national agenda in 2018 is the creation of jobs.
Ramaphosa promised a job summit will be held in August this year to address the stubbornly high, and in the first 3 months of the year may have been more hopeful with Ramaphosa at the helm of the ANC, but the unemployment rate has remained steady at 26.7%.
We are going to intervene decisively to stabilize and revitalize state-owned enterprises.
Ramaphosa has not been afraid to take the tough decisions to get the economy on the right track. This was demonstrated by his decisions to overhaul the boards and management and embattled Eskom, Transnet and Enel.
We will accelerate our land distribution program, not only to redress a grave historical injustice, but also to bring more producers into the agricultural sector.
Parliamentary processes have moved quickly to catch up with the ANC resolution. Ramaphosa has been at pains to reassure investors that the move towards expropriation without compensation won't result in land grabs.
Mining is another area that has massive unrealized potential for growth and job creation in our country.
Ramaphosa has also moved towards bringing policy certainty to the energy and mining sectors by ensuring that the Independent Power Producers Program was signed last month and promising a revised mining charter by June.
Our task is to seize this moment of hope, this moment of renewal, and to work together to ensure that it makes a meaningful difference in the lives of our people.
But these signs of hope haven't yet translated into tangible improvements to people's daily lives, and the country will require sustained growth, industrialization, and focused implementation of policies to cut poverty, unemployment, and inequality. Tahila Nislo, Power News.